watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And we're going to be doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing towards the end of this hour, so you can get into any caller. Let me bring in the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, Steve Marshall.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Steve, thank you so much for being here, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We had something scheduled a while back that you weren't able to go to or attend, and certainly understand the circumstances, but it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Let's talk campaign. Let's talk AG's office. How do you feel about the campaign so far?
Feel very good. You know, unfortunately, the circumstances in my personal life with my wife's passing is obviously made a little bit of an impact on how it is that we close. At the same time, you know, this is very much a passion for me. But behind my family and my faith, the opportunity I have to be able to serve the people of Alabama is really what drives me. And so, you know, we've had the chance now over the last year to be able to talk about our record, the things that I've had an opportunity to do since I became AG in February of 2017. And so now, you know, over the last several days, it's a matter of just kind of closing the discussion that we've had for quite some time. And frankly, being able to allow people to directly compare Troy King's time as Attorney General with mine and see who they believe is appropriate to go forward.
The ads have been kind of, let's say, over the top on a lot of things. So let's try to kind of get the facts behind different things that are being said.
Sure.
You were appointed by a Democrat governor.
When I was district attorney.
District attorney. And
right.
Then you were appointed and you ran as a Democrat.
Initially, I did, yes, sir.
Okay. When did you swap trains?
Came to the Republican Party in 2011, was voted a rising star in the Republican Party at the end of that year, and have continued to be very active. But throughout that period of time, you know, we had a very conservative record. I think the folks of Marshall County will tell you about the principled fighter that I was and how we continued to be able to do that going forward.
And Marshall County is a very conservative county.
It is.
So when did you make the transition from Democrat, running as Democrat, to a Republican?
That was in 2011.
2011, okay. One of the things that is said in the ad is that you have had an Obama bumper sticker in your car.
Well, Dan, first of all, I had a truck, not a car, but there's never been an Obama bumper sticker. In fact, I talked to Troy King about that, told him that there's never been that. Be glad to give him plenty of people that could tell him that wasn't true, and he chose not to listen and said, just acts like it's true. Just like, you know, the silliness we've seen, you know, right before the general or the first primary election when a third-party group came out and said that I was a Porch Creek Indian. Again, completely false, but yet it shows the extremes that people will go to avoid talking about records and instead try to simply distract from what it is ought to be the real issues for the people of Alabama.
Well, I'm glad that I asked those two questions because I had a feeling that that's what the answers were going to be. I'm glad that we got that cleared up. That's something that we really try to do in the show. We want to get down to the core of the facts and not the name calling. And when people just start calling names, I think that there's a desperate sign that's out there. Okay, now looking at where we are in the race right now, when you're out talking to people, what is the thing that is of the most concern to the voters out there?
It's just getting to work. You know, I think the people of Alabama expect that if you're going to be in public service, they want to see that you do something tangibly to be able to help the lives of everyday Alabamians. And we've been able to discuss, for example, one of the issues that we've talked about on your show before is opioids and what's going on there
right.
Across the state, how it is that we have a violent crime initiative where we have collaborative partners across throughout the state of Alabama to be able to work to reduce violent crime. And we saw, for example, some results here in Montgomery that over the last year we've reduced violent crime with the efforts of the U.S. Attorney's Office, the DA's office here, along with the local police department by 15%. And again, those are very tangible things. But the other thing that people, I think, have been engaged in is the fact that they've seen that we've been able to stand with President Trump on issues around the country. We were leading the charge on the travel ban, along with other states, to be able to say that that's something the president ought to be able to do. We have led the fight on sanctuary cities to be able to say the rule of law matters, especially in the immigration sphere. You know, we've talked on this show about the efforts that we've had on DACA and the litigation that we have along with seven Republican attorneys general to be able to challenge DACA, and even the most recent lawsuit that we have filed relating to the census to be able to fight for Alabama to be able to maintain a congressional member that otherwise we may lose if the census allows those who are in this country to be counted illegally.
And tell me what you think about the president's Supreme Court justice pick.
Well, first of all, what I appreciate about a president is in 2016, he told us, here's 25 names. These are the people that I think are qualified and that we're going to review. We got Neil Gorsuch, and I can tell you the reviews for me of his first session on the court have been great. And then we see with our current justice that he has stellar academic credentials. Dan, I was not offered the opportunity to go to Yale, either for law school or undergrad. And so obviously this academically, he's very bright. And that we've also seen with his opinions, he's somebody that has been steadfast about federal overreach and has been an originalist relating to the Constitution. And so very pleased with the choice. Personally, I would love to have seen Bill Pryor. I think Judge Pryor is a remarkable jurist and would love to see him a chance to be able to get on the court. Having said that, Judge Kavanaugh is clearly a good choice.
Yeah, you can see the fingerprints of Jeff Sessions.
Yes, sir.
On that list. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show. You're on with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Dan, Joey, thank you for taking my call. Mr. Marshall, I'm just like Dan and almost his age. He might have me by a couple of years, but I like to deal in facts. Were you appointed by Governor Bentley or the current governor?
I was appointed by Governor Bentley in February of 2017. Okay. Right after that, we recused ourselves from the investigation, and 6 weeks later, Governor Bentley was out of office.
Okay, and were you forced to recuse yourself, or was that just a decision that you made?
No, that was a decision that I made, partly because I felt like, there's some specific rules for lawyers about whether or not they need to be disqualified or recused from a case. Under the rules of the Alabama State Bar, there was no direct requirement for me to recuse myself. But as a prosecutor, there are some additional rules that are advisory that simply say that to the extent that your participation in a case could give rise to whether or not you could truly be fair and impartial, then you need to be able to withdraw. And based on the fact that Robert Bentley appointed me, although, frankly, I didn't know Robert Bentley very well at the time that appointment took place, I felt like for the people of Alabama, it was important for there to be an independent prosecutor. The people in this community are very familiar with Ellen Brooks. Ellen has a long and experienced career as a prosecutor, respected by DAs across the state. We appointed Ellen and allowed her to be able to continue the investigation, and she's the one that took it to its fruition.
Okay, all right. And then real quick, I've got two more questions if Dan will allow this.
Sure, go ahead.
Real, quick. Real short. How many years was Troy King, and did his term end due to an election he lost, or was he, I don't understand that either.
Troy was beaten by Luther Strange. He was the AG for about six and a half years, and over 60% of the Republican voters voted against Troy King after he'd had the opportunity to serve.
Okay, so the only other question I have, and I'm going to probably have to hang up and listen if you've got time to answer it, but then you may not have to answer it based on this, just real quick. Was the governor, was he accused of a felony? Was he charged with a felony? Are either one of those true?
Here's what I can tell you, which is simply a matter of public record. He pled guilty to two separate misdemeanors. Now, the nature of the investigation, I guess they reached that agreement. As far as what they evaluated, the only thing that I think any of us know, other than those who were directly involved, which would have been Ellen Brooks and the team from our office, would have been contained in that grand jury report. And if you recall, that was issued, I guess, several months ago, where she outlined what she thought were areas in the ethics laws that needed to be explored that otherwise may have hampered their ability to potentially charge a felony. But Dan, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think the only thing that Robert Bentley pled guilty to were two separate offenses, and both were misdemeanors.
That's right, and it was based on the his financial report, though.
Right.
And thank you for your time, and I just want to let you know that you do have my vote. Mr. King's ads were very, very misleading, and I feel like you have been honest with me, and you've got my vote on Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Wow, getting votes here. Imagine that. Is Ellen's operation still running?
Right now, with the grand jury report, they're finished doing what they're doing.
So she has gone back up to the lake.
I think she's at the lake enjoying life. Now, she is, Dan. One thing, she's very active right now. If you recall, there is a group, I think it's about 15 or so folks right now working on a revision of the ethics laws themselves. And one of the things that will be obviously discussed are those three discrete areas, if you recall, in her report, one of which had to do with the definition of family member. And she believed there needed to be an expansion of family member to include those you may have some type of romantic interest in as opposed to a blood relative. She also had some discussion about whether or not a member of the executive branch can direct law enforcement to engage in what appears to be a political investigation, and that was one that she wanted to discuss. And the third issue, sort of, I don't remember what it is right now, but she'll be at the table to be able to allow us to have that discussion going forward.
Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show. You're on with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, Clint. Yes, sir.
I listen to these ass, Troy King, talking to you and your ass against him. Give me one reason why. I mean, who's telling the truth here?
Well, I can tell you we're telling the truth. As a prosecutor, I can tell you there's a phrase that facts are stubborn things. You know, to the extent that our ad references that Troy King was under federal investigation when he was an attorney general, that's a fact, and that's a matter of record. People have the opportunity to be able to look at what he did during the time that he was attorney general. You know, what we've talked about mostly, however, has been what we've accomplished and what we've done as attorney general since I've been here. Those issues that we've been engaged with involving victims and law enforcement, those areas that we've been lockstep with the Trump administration, whether it be on illegal immigration and on the Second Amendment, and what we've done to be able to deal with federal overreach. And so, you know, to the extent that Troy wants to be able to talk about bumper stickers and things like that, obviously I don't believe that all that's true. And I don't think that ought to matter to the people of Alabama. We ought to look at what our qualifications are, what our experience is. And the other thing that you have the opportunity to do, and voters do, is he had 6.5 years in office. And we can look at that record compared to what I've done, you know, in the roughly 18 months and use that as the barometer going forward. But again, you've given me an amazing opportunity to be able to serve you. It is a blessing for somebody who truly believes passionately about the opportunity to be a prosecutor and to be able to be that voice for victims and law enforcement. And as long as you allow me to continue to do it, I want to be able to do that going forward.
One more question, sir.
Yes, sir.
I believe Governor Abbey will win election. And I will vote for her.
I fully support her as well. She's been a true
And I will vote for Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, sir.
Will you support both of those personnel?
Absolutely going to support the Republican
and President
ticket.
Trump.
Absolutely, and we look forward to being able to do it. You know, I got to ask about it today, Dan, about the opportunity I had to be in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. And it really was for a guy from Atmore, Alabama, whose daddy was a salesman and mama was a secretary, to be in the Oval Office with the President of the United States was one of the most remarkable experiences of my life. And so, you know, people see the President Trump on TV, but what you don't see is the remarkable gentleman that we had an opportunity to experience that literally welcomed us almost over the objection of Secret Service back into his true quarters back in the Oval Office.
So and, this is when all the AGs were up there?
We were up there, yes, about, I guess this has been about 15 months ago now that we had a chance to do it. Not all of us were there, but some of us had the opportunity. But walked us back through that portico, and I got to see the Rose Garden from, you know, 15 feet away, and to be in that setting.
It's impressive, isn't it?
It's something that I'll never forget. But he could not have been more gracious.
I got one more question for you, and I'm going to let go. All right? The Court of Criminal Appeals. You ain't got to answer that. But who is your opinion on the Court of Criminal Appeals?
Let me just tell you this, because I know
tell
both of those gentlemen real well. Rich Anderson actually works at the AG's office, and he is a fine lawyer. Chris McCool, who is the district attorney up in a circuit in northwestern part of the state, I've worked with since he and I were 36 years old as district attorneys. You have two fine men to be able to vote for. I encourage you to look at the
records. Well, you have to work with those folks, dude.
Well, they're in a different branch of government, but I can tell you this. They're both experienced, they're both good lawyers, and I think they'll do a good job if they're elected.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Clint. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marr Show. We're going to be back with Steve Marshall right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. we'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016, in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite you all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Attorney General Steve Marshall in the house. Steve, can we take a couple more calls here?
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Hello, Attorney General. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, David. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. I've got a question. You earlier had said about the PCI gaming. Is Arthur Mothershed your second cousin who is the head of PCI gaming?
No.
Okay, so your mom or your father's sister was not Linda Mothershed that's married to his uncle?
My father's sister is Linda Mothershed, yes.
And but he is married to Robert Mothershed, who is Arthur's uncle.
No, he's not a blood kin to me at all, and I've never met him.
Okay, so he would not be your cousin?
He's not my cousin, no.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for clearing that up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to Wayne.
Hey, I'd like to ask Mr. Marshall a question.
Absolutely.
Mr. Marshall, you brought up several times that Mr. King was under investigation. Well, he was never charged with anything, was he?
Not that I'm aware of. We know that he was under investigation.
Okay, so does that, in your mind, believe he's not worthy to be Attorney General because he was under investigation?
I think that's just one of the facts that we present out there for people to consider along with our records.
Okay, you could consider that a fact, that he was just under investigation. You don't matter that you smear his name. And you don't know, I mean, he was cleared, apparently, because he's still running for Attorney General.
Yes, sir.
That was all I had to ask.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your question.
Yep.
Thanks. Let's see, Rodney, let me do this. Let me go to a break, and then let's leave room for Rodney. Damn, our show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we'll do it right.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Atumka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook, because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Indictments handed down for 12 Russian intelligence officers for hacking into Democrats' email accounts.
The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says their targets allegedly included Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. President Trump is scheduled to meet with Russian President Putin next week. Hold the honey smacks. The CDC says the cereal appears to be the cause of a salmonella outbreak that's sickened more than 100 people in 33 states.
Both the health agency and the Kellogg's company say all supplies of honey smacks should be thrown out from homes and restaurants, no matter the package sizes or their expiration dates.
Fox's Evan Brown. Kellogg's also offering refunds for the possibly tainted honey smacks. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, it is. News Talk 93.1 FM. Attorney General Steve Marshall in the house. 272-9228. If you want your questions, comments, or viewpoints heard, well, you better call. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Good.
Good.
You're on with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Good afternoon, Rodney.
Hey there, Mr. Marshall. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right. So I've got a couple questions. I'm going to shoot through them real quick.
Sure.
Robert Bentley appoint you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did Robert Bentley appoint Luther Strange.
He appointed him to the Senate.
Correct. Did Luther Strange get into the same situation that you're being accused with these multi-PACs and federal PACs being joined together, money being shifted around, and then being used?
I don't recall Luther being accused of anything in the Senate campaign relating to PACs, but I can't tell you that I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I think Luther had to return some money to a PAC because of the same similar situation.
Now, if you're talking about the allegations that Troy King made against us recently, you know, yesterday he challenged that in court. The judge threw out his case and, in fact, said there was no jurisdiction for him to continue. We believe fully that what we've done is consistent with the guidance of the Secretary of State's office and the practitioners in that field, and that we've done nothing wrong. And in fact, you know, the Republican Attorney General's Association has their own compliance officer that does this nationally, and they have vetted right. whether or not they believe it was appropriate. So I will tell you, to the extent that there's some concern that there was something consistent with what Luther's done in the past, I can't speak to that. But what I know that right. we've done is completely lawful.
Okay, so but this could go further, and it's just one judge at this point that made this decision, correct?
My understanding is there is no appeal, sir, right now.
Okay, right now. Okay, the next question is, did you have an Obama bumper sticker?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're saying that's a lie?
It is a lie. I've told Troy King that's a lie.
Okay, so you seem to be answering the questions, and everybody seems to be pointing fingers in different directions. I did this and I did that. So what can you say or do to prove to me that you're not just another one of old Bentley's good old boys and, you know, going to conduct yourself in the manner that Bentley did?
Well, look at the last 18 months I've been in office as Attorney General, and then look at the 16 years that I've had in public service. You know, there's not an ethical blemish on my record. You know, the people in Marshall County overwhelmingly supported me in this primary election because they know me and they respect me and they know that I'm a man of integrity. And I think you've seen during the time that I've been your Attorney General that all I've done is roll my sleeves up and go to work. I'm not somebody that seeks out press conferences or putting my face on TV, but instead tries to serve the people of Alabama. Would encourage you, if you be able to look and see at our record, the things that we've done, and compare that to my opponent. We know that when Troy King had 6.5 years, the people of Alabama rejected him in coming back in office. We simply want to be able to say that we have the opportunity to be able to continue to do the things we're doing in a very progressive way as far as the progress that we made in the state, and to be able to make sure that we're serving the people of Alabama well.
Okay, and you're a Republican. That's what you're here to represent, the Republican Party, correct?
Yes, sir.
You've been fully accepted and drafted into the Republican Party.
Was a rising star of the Republican Party in 2011, been endorsed by 27 Republican attorneys general unanimously across the country, 23 Republican district attorneys, been endorsed by the NRA, endorsed by Alabama Citizens for Life, farmers, foresters, business groups throughout the state.
Okay, I think you answered all my questions there, so all I need to ask.
Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thanks, Whitey.
All right.
Let's go to McGregor. McGregor, welcome aboard the Dan Marshall Show. You're on with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Well, Steve, I would like to thank you for keeping things positive and keeping
you,
your
McGregor.
Head up, and definitely just keep what you're doing. Don't follow the Queen and, or I mean, the King, Troy King, and messing up, talking bad, and all that, because that's I think everybody's sick and tired of hearing all the campaign clutter.
Well, McGregor, thank you very much for your call.
Just keep telling, you know, if everybody will just tell the public what they will do to help us all, then that's all we really need to hear to make a vote.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's what we intend to do.
Yes, sir. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I was just curious, Attorney General, just why you hired Hosp as your lawyer, who is Don Siegelman's lawyer. Is it because you don't trust Republican attorneys or what? I'll hang up and hear for your response.
Ted Hosp is a gifted practitioner in the area of campaign finance. We were looking for a lawyer that could be able to handle this case appropriately, and I think you saw the result yesterday, which was that within an hour hearing, Judge Anderson not only denied the TRO, but the case was dismissed.
You there? Nope.
He hung up.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Marshall Show. You're on with Steve Marshall.
Thanks. I got a question on the Second Amendment. The businesses that's got the, or the state places that's got the signs up says no weapons allowed, how are you on taking them down? That's illegal.
Well, I tell you what, and this is probably a broader discussion than we have time for right now. The Attorney General's office, by statute, is the agency for which these complaints can be filed if somebody believes that, in fact, a sign is posted inconsistent with the current statute. You know, every case is different. Every case has to be investigated. But to the extent that you believe that somebody has posted a sign improperly, you have the ability to file the complaint with the AG's office. Then we investigate it, and then we make a public report.
Okay, one more question. Let's go. Have you had any taken down?
There have been multiple signs taken down. In fact, if you'll go to our website, you can search any of the gun opinions that are out there, and I think there are definitely plenty that'll speak to the resolution of cases. Many times, once we've alerted and as a part of an investigation determined that there was one there illegally, then the municipality or that entity that was in violation has done so voluntarily. But the result of that will be reflected in the opinion itself.
That's what I needed to know, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Duke, hang on for me. Let me ask this, the sign question. What constitutes a sign that is illegal?
Well, Dan, it really has to do with the circumstances of the place. You know, there are specific exceptions as to when signs are lawful and when they aren't. Frankly, this is probably one I need to get the statute in front of me to be able to talk to you about it specifically. But, you know, you look for things about whether or not there's a guard in place at a certain location, whether or not there may be, for example, a police station that's inside a building, and whether or not that keeps it. You have courthouse exceptions. And so really it's a case-by-case basis. The statute's pretty clear about what's permissible and what's not. And so it's really fact-dependent.
Where are you on school protection and trying to protect students? Or are you into let's put law enforcement at every facility? Or are you in let's train a special class of people to do this job? Are you into arming teachers? Where are you?
A couple things I'd say there. First of all, I'm a huge proponent of the SRO program. You know, not only do SROs allow for law enforcement to have a presence, but there's an ancillary benefit to that as well, which is that young people have an opportunity to develop a positive relationship and having a positive experience with law enforcement. And what we've seen
is always good.
That through that relationship, many times young people are willing to disclose to a law enforcement officer things they otherwise wouldn't tell. If they're afraid, if they have concerns, or if there's a particular problem they think they need to be aware of. And so I highly endorse the idea of having SROs in our schools, because I think they offer outstanding value, number one, for the cost of having them there, but also enhance school safety. The one thing that I would say as far
Let me interrupt you here for a second. Do you think that needs to be an actual police officer? Or because there's a lot of training that goes into a police officer that you don't need necessarily to protect a school and protect students. Do you think maybe coming up with some more of a protective type training would be better?
Dan, I'm a fan of somebody being a certified law enforcement officer. But one thing that some schools have done is found officers who are ready to retire. Mm-hmm. And so you've got the best of both worlds. You've got people that are trained and experienced, number one, that have been involved in law enforcement for many years, have, you know, great skills of discernment and the ability to be able to understand situations, how to handle them. But also when somebody's a retiree, they're not as expensive. And so I think those are opportunities to be able to do it. But I do think having a law enforcement officer matters.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones and go to Duke. Duke, welcome on board. You're on with Steve Marshall, Attorney General, great state of Alabama.
Hey, Mr. Marshall, how are you?
Hey, Duke, I'm doing great. Thank you.
My niece lives in Huntsville. You're from Huntsville, right?
Well, I'm actually from Marshall County, so just south.
Next door.
She said that she knows you. Her name's Meredith.
Wouldn't necessarily. Meredith Payne, yes. Yes,
and
absolutely.
Bill Payne. Okay, well, I was going to vote for Troy King, and she found out about it. And she told me I'd better vote for you.
Well, she's kind. You know, she does remarkable work there raising money for foster children has done that for young people with the National Advocacy Center where children have been subject to sexual and physical abuse. So, no, Meredith's great, and I appreciate her convincing you to do that. So I'm very grateful for that.
All right. You have good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, bye-bye. Duke. Let's go to Bo. Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Marshall Show. You're on with Steve Marshall.
Hello. How you gentlemen doing today?
Hey, Bo.
Hey, I would like to make a request for a debate between you and Troy King and also Martha Roby
and Bobby Bright, and possibly with Dan Morris, Baron Coleman, and Steve Flowers being the panels interviewing you guys. I think that'd be an awesome thing, maybe even on the radio. What's the possibility there?
Probably going to be tough to turn that around here in the last 3 days for an election. I know that our schedule is pretty packed between now and Tuesday, although I think debates are always a good thing.
What do you think, Dan?
I think it'd be very hard to pull off, considering I have 15 minutes left in this show, and then one show on Monday for 3 hours, and then we're into election day.
Okay, well, I was hoping for a miracle.
Bo, good talking to you again, buddy. Tell me where you are on asset forfeiture.
You know, I think there's clearly a need for greater transparency, and that's one of the things that we're working on with the Alabama District Attorneys Association along with law enforcement. But the one thing I will tell you is somebody that has led a drug task force for many years, asset forfeiture is important to make sure that we take the ill-gotten gains away from those who are engaged in illegal conduct. We just need to do it responsibly, we need to do it the right way, and we need to do it in a way that is transparent for the public to be able to see.
Joey, let's do the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market before we go to break, and then we'll come back to Debbie.
Okay, well, let's just do it this way. And the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket is, oh my goodness, we just heard from him, Clint.
Clint, you're the winner, buddy. You need to call me back at 272-9228 so I can get your information. Debbie, we're going to come back to you right after this.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The
Dan Morris Show.
Okay, boys and girls, I want to try to get everybody, get them fit in here. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on board the Dan Morris Show with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Thanks, Dan, for having Steve on. I had already figured out I was voting for Steve, but now I'm more convinced than ever. I'll do my duties this weekend and call, make calls. And I just want to thank you, Steve, for being a sane, sensible candidate. You don't think you have to rant and rave and act like a lunatic and call dirty
news thank you.
To win.
Thank you.
So that's all I need to say, and you are the antithesis of your opponent.
Well, Debbie, thank you for that support. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Harrison. Harrison, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Hey, this is Dr. Harrison Long, and I'm originally from Marshall County, and I practice dentistry in Wetumpka, Elmore County, and I'm going to put it all on the line today with all my friends from Montgomery and Elmore County and just say Steve Marshall is the person of finest high character, and I want to put it all out there and ask everyone to get out there and vote for him. He is a person of highest character, and this is what this race is all about. Get out there and vote for him, and he's a good friend of mine, and get out there and vote for him, and please do that on Tuesday, July 17th.
Harrison, I love when dentists are listening to the show.
All right.
Hey, Doc, I want you to know I flossed today.
keep that good periodontal health going. There
we
there,
go.
Man.
Thank you, sir, for those
thanks,
kind
Harrison.
Words.
You too, Steve. Right. You too, Steve. Please floss today.
Thank you.
Let's go to Christopher. Christopher, you're on board the Dan Morris Show with Steve Marshall.
Well, back-to-back support. I don't know if I got the question. Attorney General, were you once a Democrat?
I was, sir.
What made you switch parties?
2011, when the federal government did not choose to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, that was the last straw for me. You know, I've been in the Republican Party about the same amount of time that Donald Trump has been, and I think we've established our conservative record not only from that point, but before that time and the issues that we've been involved with.
And that's good with me. You got my support. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Christopher. That was easy.
Dan, I tell you, this
you're
been
picking
a fast
him up and
hour.
Knocking him down here, buddy.
It's been a fast hour, but Dan, can I just, as a personal sure. note, just say something? And the overwhelming support and prayers that we've received as a family since 2 weeks ago when my wife passed away have been really amazing. And I just want to tell the people out there, regardless of whether or not they're voting for me or not, the support of our family has been tremendous, and I am incredibly grateful for that. It has obviously been one of the most difficult periods of my life, but at the same time, the fact that we've had so many reach out has been affirming, and I am incredibly grateful for that.
Thank you for saying that. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Steve Marshall.
Hey, Steve. I've watched Troy King go through the process of the deal with Milton McGregor and the bingo, and really didn't like that. And you cleared up some misunderstandings I had about the deal with our previous governor. And was the hold my nose and vote for you, but I just want you to know that I am going to walk in there and proudly vote for you.
Well,
I'm glad that you're in the position you're in, and glad that you came on today, because some misunderstandings were cleared up, and it is going to be a pleasure to vote for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, Sonny, when you said that, it's like I got four texts talking about that. Tell him he and his family are in our thoughts and prayers.
Well,
I mean, it's just
been
amazing.
You know, and Dan, and it's one thing I hope that we can come back and talk about the issue a little bit more, but, you know, mental health affects more people than we ever imagined.
Huge issue on the show. Huge
and,
issue.
And I really do think that in a very weird way, Bridget's death has given me a platform that maybe didn't exist before. I mean, we've talked about opioids here. We've talked about the role of law enforcement in a little bit of a way. But as somebody who lived it, with a family member, You know, I called Lynn Brashear, for example, a couple of days after Bridget died. And I called Lynn. I just said thank you, because as somebody who knows the difficulty of the job that she has and, frankly, the important role that they play statewide, I'm just grateful that there are people that have that passion and that desire. And so one of the things going forward is that, you know, I truly have asked God the why questions. You know, I accept that he's good and I accept he's sovereign, and I have embraced that despite what we faced. But I truly believe that God will reveal something to me from this that won't necessarily be reflective of the tragedy, but our response to it. And so I think this is one of those areas for me going forward that I need to be involved with. So I look forward to that.
I'm a cancer survivor, and there are life lessons in everything that happens.
Yes, sir.
That's something I've clearly gotten and has improved greatly my walk. Tell the audience your closing argument to why they need to be voting for you.
You know, I'm the true lawyer in this case. You know, I've spent 20 years as a prosecutor, been in courtrooms in front of juries advocating on behalf of victims and law enforcement. But we've also made sure that we've been that advocate for Alabama on issues that matter, whether that be on the Second Amendment, the right to life and defending those who are unborn, to being able to establish the fact that the 10th Amendment matters, that states are that great experiment. You know, we continue to be able to fight for the issues that are principled, that are just, and we're going to continue to do that as long as the people of Alabama let me.
How do they get in contact with your campaign?
It is, website is at stevemarshall.gop. Facebook right now is pretty doggone active, and so they can see what we've got going on there. You know, I've got four Republican attorneys general coming in for us.
Who?
For events. Pam Bondi will be here. Lots of folks have asked me about Pam, want to meet Pam. She's great.
Where's she going to be?
She's going to be with us in Fairhope and in Albertville on Saturday. We've got the AGs from Tennessee.
Fairhope and Albertville.
Okay, yeah, it takes a plane to get between them on the same day, so we're grateful for that. But the AG's in North Dakota, Idaho, and Tennessee. And then on Monday, the AG from Nebraska will be with me. So those have been conservative fighters with me. They fully support me, and I'm grateful for their presence.
Steve, I'll tell you something. Considering the circumstances that you came to the position and everything that's going on in the state, just from my vantage point behind this microphone, you did a very good job.
Well, thank you.
Bringing the stability back to that, because it didn't, with everything that was going on with the governor and then what you went through, it was 6 weeks after you came in?
He was gone, yes.
But the way that transition, you handled that and have handled other things, and I have a lot of people that listen to the show that are in your office. I know they don't listen to it during the weather working.
Exactly right.
But those people who I've known for a lot of years think a lot of you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And what you've done. What I love is that, you know, the former Deputy Attorney General, do you know what his name was?
The former deputy? You talking about Richard Allen?
No, for Troy King.
Oh, I do not.
Dan Morris.
That is right. I forgot about
who
that.
Who was a very good friend of mine. We blame each other. If either one of us did something wrong, we blame the other Dan Morris.
Because he's working at personnel now, right?
They brought him back for
That's
something,
what I thought, yeah.
But he and Melanie were really good friends. But I called in one time and wanted to talk to Troy King and said, they said, who is it? And I said, Dan Morris. that call went right through, but then he realized, ooh, different Dan Morris.
Fair enough.
I told him I told the truth on it. Steve, thank you very much.
Thanks
I appreciate
for your time.
It. Will you come back as Attorney General?
Absolutely. Be back whenever you want me.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow. Nope, Monday at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he is next. Adios.